You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Immediately to Milan, to my dear colleague Lorenzo Fiore, in Milan, watching the troubles in Paris, and indeed the fall of the French government again, and Mr. Macron doing what he can to bolster the morale of his people. However, Italy and France, what does this mean to the Italian economy, to the Italian people? Lorenzo, you have a very strong and comfortable border with France, back and forth. Mr. Macron and Ms. Meloni have a good working relationship. What does the trouble in Paris mean for you and your government? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Let me tell you that the relationship between Italy and France are always a relationship that goes up and down, to the extent that we are very much competitor each other in many fields. The French, of course, have always their proudness of the grandeur, while we are more shy. But let me tell you that we are not happy about what's happening in France, simply because they are reaching a critical situation, something that we have experienced, something for which France in the past smiled about what we were doing, while we are not smiling, simply because France is an important country where we export many things. And this is a critical situation that goes over and above another situation which is not favorable, which is the situation in Germany. Don't forget that Italy is an economy of transformation. One of our strength points is the export. We export more than what we import, so we have, a positive result, which, by the way, is one of the point that support, the stability of our economy, of course, well ruggedized by the stability, last but not least, of our government that is ruling the country in a very good way from an economical point of view. Let me tell you also that yesterday there was an important news that even the employment is growing in the south of Italy, which is the weakness area of the Italian economy. So we don't like the French going in trouble, and we do hope that something will happen because we need the France. We hope that this will not cause a speculation on France, particularly on their state bond, because we are not from a number point of view, we could be part of the speculation. Also, right now we are doing well.
Giorgio Armani is gone. However, there's news this morning from Milan. He instructed his heirs, his sister, his nieces, and his longtime very good friend and partner, that he has intentions for his brand. He wants to sell it, but only a piece of it. And it's surprising he's named the people he wants to buy it. What does Armani mean to Italy?
Armani means a lot for Italy. I think Armani is really an icon of the made in Italy all over the world for many decades. So is a loss for us. Is a loss that is not easy to fill up with somebody else. You see the logo of Armani everywhere, and Armani remain very much Italian, close to Italy. And we are very surprised to see how, in which details, he decided to, give the instruction of what doing with the large, economy that he created. He decided that a part of his, ownership will be sold to three companies that he considers favorable: LVHM, or L'Oreal or Luxottica. 15% only, because the rest will remain in the hands of a foundation where the major stake will be in the hands of his partner, also in life and not only in business, and the rest to the relatives, the three nephews that he had. So we do hope that with such kind of framework, Armani will remain an Italian-owned group. Also, part of it will be sold, maybe to an external international group.
The king is dead. Long live the king. You were in attendance of a NATO event in these hours. There's an emergency meeting yesterday in NATO. Italy participated. What did you learn today? What did you see at Lorenzo?
Well, right now in Italy, there are a lot of concern about the criticalities that are surrounding our time. The crisis in Ukraine and Russia, what's happening in the Gaza Strip, the strike of Israeli Air Force in Qatar. So there is clearly a discussion right now in Italy that we need to think how to be prepared in case we are called to support maybe Poland. And so yesterday there was a meeting, and I think that this meeting brought our prime minister to say that he will support the action will be required by NATO to defend Poland and to support Ukraine. And today I have attended a very important ceremony nearby Italy of the change in command of the NATO Rapid Deployable Corps located in Italy. It was an important ceremony, a ceremony where there was also some words about, let's say, the stress that right now surround also the border of Europe.
Yes, and it was attended by General Donahue of the of NATO. We go now to a moment. La Scala is an ambition of mine to attend an opera at La Scala. You go there all the time. It's right across the street from your club, I know. And what you have for us is a recipe, La Scala recipe. This is Lorenzo's recipe of the week. What is it, Lorenzo?
Well, the recipe of the week is, of course, what normally is a serve at the gala dinner at the premiere of the La Scala, which this year will be the Lady Macbeth of Shostakovich. So I do recommend to make rice with saffron, which is a riso alla milanese, the Milanese rice, which is delicious with creamy, thanks to Parmesan cheese. And it's a very easy recipe that you can Google and follow by your own, by everybody that likes to have and taste this tonight. And if I can recommend a wine, I do recommend an Italian wine, and particularly Barolo or Barbaresco from the east part of the north, from the west part of the north of Italy, from Piemonte. The combination of the two is a perfect start of a nice weekend.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, at Milan, this is a recipe that you turn to when you're going to La Scala Opera. One more detail. We have 30 seconds. The news here has been dominated by the tragedy in Utah. Has that also been top of the news in Italy?
Absolutely. This is a top news. Over the last 3 days, let me tell you that all the news at the TV open with this news. We are, and of course, it became a matter of competition between, let's say, the majority and the opposition in Italy.
Right.
I don't understand why. In my opinion, we need to reflect about how the world is progressing. In my opinion, not in a very positive way, but I want to be optimistic. So drink a glass of wine, yes, and think positively.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milan, Italy. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.